Chapter 22, The Brazen Serpent. The children of Israel in their journeys came to the land of Edom, which you will find was the land of the children of Esau. Now, of course, Esau was the elder brother of Jacob, or Israel, and so Moses sent messengers to the king of Edom to ask him to let his brethren, the Israelites, pass through his land on their way to Canaan. They promised to keep to the highway and not to trespass on the fields or vineyards, nor to drink of their wells. But no, Edom said, "Thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword." So the children of Israel had to make the much longer journey all round the land of Edom, instead of going through it. And because of this, the people were much discouraged. Now, being so disappointed and weary, they began again to speak against God and his servant Moses. "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread," meaning the manna, which God had kindly sent them day by day. Because of their murmuring, the Lord sent fiery serpents amongst them, which bit the people, so that many of them died. This made them confess that they had sinned in so speaking against the Lord and Moses, and they asked Moses to pray that the serpents might be taken away. This brings us to the miracle which God wrought for the people. He said to Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." So Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it on a pole, that all the people might see it. And if those who were bitten looked to the serpent of brass, they were healed and lived. Was not that a wonderful miracle? That merely looking to the brazen serpent should be enough to heal the people of the deadly bite of the fiery serpents? Now all this has a wonderful meaning, as many of you will know already, having read of it in your Bibles. But may you be brought truly to know it by grace. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, he was told of the need of being born again of the Spirit, if he would enter into the kingdom of God. But when Jesus went on to tell him how the Son of Man must be lifted up, in the same way that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, by this he meant that he himself must be lifted up upon the cross, that sinners might be brought to look upon him, and so be healed of their deadly sins. The Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and to do this he became man and bare their sins in his own body on the tree. He died upon the cross to put away the sins of all his people, and they are taught by the Spirit to look to Jesus, that they may be saved from their sins. So Jesus said to Nicodemus that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The great thing then is to be blessed with true faith, by which we may be enabled to look unto Jesus and be saved. The serpent of brass, which Moses made, was kept for many years, even until the days of King Hezekiah. But the people made quite a wrong use of it, as that good king discovered. They looked to it as a sort of god and burned incense to it, which, of course, was nothing better than dreadful idolatry. So Hezekiah broke this brazen serpent to pieces to stop this wickedness and to show the people that it was only a piece of brass. Now there are, alas, many today who do just the same thing with the cross of Christ. The Roman Catholics, yes, and many too in the Church of England, who call themselves Anglo-Catholics, have their crosses to which they bow themselves and worship an image of the Savior. But this is no better than the poor Jews who burned incense to the brazen serpent and looked to it as their god. May you be kept from such idolatry and be blessed with true and living faith to look to Jesus as dying upon the cross and shedding his precious blood to make an atonement for sin, with which God is well pleased. You will find the account of the brazen serpent in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, and the meaning of it in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Then you can read about Hezekiah breaking the serpent of brass to pieces in the 18th chapter of the second book of Kings.